I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. In a moment, we'll talk with attorney Lloyd Henderson, who's a busy guy given what's going on in South Jersey with Haddonfield, the lacrosse situation. But more importantly, Cherry Hill East and the prom. Here's a headline from the Heritage Foundation. They put out something called the Daily Signal each day, because this story has gone national. Headline: only in America's schools could partying, like in 1776, be offensive. At the rate we're going, they say, saying good morning might become offensive. The principal has apologized for the prom theme at the Constitution Center, party like it's 1776, because considered insensitive. And he apologized for the hurt feelings that were involved here. They note that the National Constitution Center is a building that pays tribute to the nation's founding documents. Let's go to Lloyd Henderson, who heads up the Camden County NAACP and is an attorney in the area, here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Lloyd Henderson. Lloyd, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you were a major figure in this. Was it a parent that complained, to your knowledge? Did you complain? Who is it that initially filed this with the principal?
No, I am not privy to know exactly where the complaint originated, but it originated from clearly from one of the students in the high school got together, I guess, and brought it to the attention of the administration.
Okay, so obviously the theme, it's at the Constitution Center, they're playing off that, and it's party like it's 1776, which is a play off the Prince song. What's the objection to that?
Well, as previously noted, partying like it's 1776, no matter where the venue may be, the theme 1776 has a different meaning to different group of people. Going back in history in 1776, certainly African Americans weren't partying the same way as white Americans.
Well, true, for the obvious reason, but does that mean today?
Well, it couldn't have been that obvious, because if the obvious reason is that it would be offensive to tell black folks party like it's 1776, when in 1776, black folks weren't partying.
Okay, but
they were in slavery.
Let me ask you, though, is July 4th out then? Should people not pretend? I'll ask you personally, is that insensitive, things around July 4th or Independence Day?
Well, to some people, it could be.
I'm asking, is it offensive to you, Lloyd?
No, it's not offensive to me.
Well,
I celebrate July 4th.
Okay, well, what's the difference between that and what went on here in that they're playing with the Constitution Center in something that's a celebration and a high school thing? It's not endorsing slavery or endorsing the condition of the country. It's playing off a song.
No, well then they don't know the song 1999, because in that song there's a verse that basically says a person... Everybody got a bomb. We could all die here today. But before I let that happen, I'll dance my life away. Don't you want to go? We could all die here today. I don't want to die. I'd rather dance my life away. So surely the school didn't mean that, especially in this culture where people are shooting up high school.
Yeah, but Lloyd,
let's go party because tomorrow we may die.
Okay, and can't we do this with just about anything then? Doesn't this strike you? Now we're on to Prince's song
and
the lyrics.
No, we can't do this without anything. Let's keep it on 1776.
Well, we've got
on the theme of 1999.
We've gotten off to that. So what we have is there's objection, I would agree, in a lot of pop culture to a lot of different things. Now we've gone to a double whammy here, the original song by Prince, and then Party Like It's 1776. It becomes stunning to me.
And we're missing the whole issue. The whole issue that the team or the person coming up with that theme, Party Like It's 1776, definitely didn't get different input from the different backgrounds of the student body.
Wait a minute. So we don't know that all the African-American students there would object to this. You don't object to July 4th, just as we've talked about. Many African-Americans don't. I think there's a similarity. We don't know that they would object to that.
We do know that they objected to the theme Party Like It's 1776. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today.
Okay, but Lloyd, we don't know that it's widespread that people objected to that. You can have somebody complain about anything.
Does everybody have to be offended before it becomes offensive?
I'd have to say you're talking about
everybody's not offended. Lloyd, you're not offended. So that means the person standing next to me should not be offended.
Okay, well, I would turn it back on you and ask you, Lloyd. The standard to me, if I'm a principal, is not one offended person. In other words, I don't see significant numbers here, and you don't seem to see it. We don't see it anywhere. That might indicate that this was just a playful thing with a prom, and you have one person that might be easily offended. If it were a massive number, then we might have a different debate.
But it wasn't one person, okay? First of all, you don't have that many black folks in Cherry Hill.
Okay.
So are you telling us that because the whole black student body at Cherry Hill East shouldn't be offended, it's not offensive?
I'm saying, Lloyd, I'm saying here, and I'll admit, I can't be inside your mind or the mind of the person offended, that this is the type of thing that really drives us apart and makes it very difficult for schools to function. And I would not have apologized here as the principal at all. And that's why it's a national laughingstock. Do you think the whole country's insensitive in that this is all over the place and people are mocking it?
So if someone punches you in the face, and I tell you it didn't hurt, so it doesn't hurt.
Well, now we're talking about a physical action, and I was going to, in your corner, say I see a difference between this and what allegedly happened. I'll say allegedly for now, since it's not a court of law, but what happened over in Haddonfield. Now, calling somebody in that instance with intent, the N-word, et cetera, yeah, that's different than saying party like it's 1776. That's a real problem.
So you don't see a similarity?
No, I do not. In fact, I see one as something serious, the Haddonfield incident, and this other as exactly the politically correct stuff that turns people away from really dealing with real problems or real racism that might be out there.
No, the whole thing deals basically with sensitivity, okay? It deals with basically knowing history, knowing your student body, knowing the diversity in your school. That's what it deals with.
All right, but Lloyd, that's why I asked about July 4th, and so, you know, the standard here, come back to again, it seems to be if a minority of people, maybe a tiny minority, are offended, then you can't go forward with this. And yet, you and I agree that many African-Americans are not offended by July 4th. So how would I know the standard? How do I judge? Do I go to you? If I came to you, would you say, don't do party like it's 1776?
Yeah, I would say that if, first of all, obviously, they didn't run that theme by the student body, because if they had done that, then they would have been at least sensitive to the theme. And maybe they could have said, party like it's 2020, party like it's 2018. Why does it have to be?
They're at the Constitution Center. That's why. So if they said, it would be the same thing, I guess, party like in 1789 when the Constitution was ratified and put into play, I guess that might would still be objectionable. Lloyd, any response to that?
I don't have a response.
Okay, okay. Now, what's the latest on the Haddonfield thing, Lloyd, if you give us a sense, because you've been a seminal person there that, I'll say allegation again, because I don't know that anything's proven in a court of law, that several of these lacrosse players witnessed or where one of them was engaged in throwing the N-word at a student from Sterling. Why should the entire lacrosse team lose their season, though, would be the issue?
Anybody that has been a part of any type of athletic team basically know one of two things. Is, you know, one for all, one and all for one, basically. Okay, so you're going to tell me that the other members of the lacrosse mm-hmm. team don't know who did this, okay, and didn't take the stance recognizing how hateful speech is. Because there cannot be a debate over hateful speech. Didn't take a stand to point out that one so that the rest of the team could finish the season, then why would it be unjust for the whole team not to be punished?
Because I don't know if they know who did this, and then there are...
Wait. Hey. Probably most of the people in Haddonfield High School at this point know who did it. If we know anything about when I was, at least when I was in high school, if there was a major mm-hmm. issue, they talk about it at cafeteria, in the hallway. People know. There is a rumor who done this by now.
I'm sure there's a rumor. I'm sure that's the case. That doesn't mean they know, though. So even if they reported it, what would the school district do if they don't know that definitively?
Well, this school district took a very courageous stance against hateful speech. Hey, they gave the lacrosse mm-hmm. team over a week to, hey, let the person who said this be man enough to be accountable for this. Take the stance. They had discussions for over a week. No one knew, heard, said anything. So what are we going to do, just let the culture continue?
No, I don't think we ought to do that.
Other alternative then?
I would, I'm. You know better than anybody.
But the question was...
Wait a minute.
Lloyd,
I'm answering you. Did the female, did she...
That it was unfair,
right,
I think.
Right. For the whole team. Yes, and I'm answering you. Did the girl report exactly when it happened? Did it take a while? Couldn't she point to the person who allegedly said this?
Well, let's say, was it a while? Let's say it was within less than 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have, and she had no way of identifying. She couldn't pick the kid out then.
Well, I mean, you know anything about lacrosse?
I know they wear a helmet, but still.
Okay, so how would you be able to pick somebody out?
Well, Lloyd, the other thing is the coach and others had to know those players were off the practice field. They were near the girl. I would try to break that part down and get the culprit rather than doing it to the whole team. That's where I would go.
So you're basically saying that Haddonfield didn't do any of it. Investigation, like what
I think
saying.
They did, but I'll rest. I hear your side; you're closer to it than I. I still have a lot of trouble with the entire team missing out. But
my response to that: what would you have done if you were in leadership?
Right, and I just answered you. Now I don't know if I would have been more effective, but that's what I would have tried to do.
Hey, what would you have done?
I would not kick them out for the whole year. I'd have to do something
that.
What
would you have done?
And I just told you, I'd have to get to the culprit. I'd have to use other tactics to get to that person.
So in other words, then, let's suppose you would have gotten to that June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have done?
June 15th, Lloyd? You mean at the end of the school year?
Yes.
Well, there's nothing I could. Well, I can only punish that kid. I can punish him in whatever way I deem sufficient to punish him for this.
But so suppose you never found out who done it.
Well, we can speculate on that. I understand the dilemma. I understand it's a tough call. I'm just telling you that as reprehensible as it is, I don't know about the whole team. But, Lloyd...
One lesson from the whole team being punished for one person that they circled the wagon for, that's what I'm going to call it, not you, is the lesson is when you don't take a stand for right, other people suffer.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, Lloyd, thank you for the time today. To be continued. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having
Dom
me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.